Hi, I'm Vikas Behera. Now I'm going to read The Tempest, which is meant for the MA second semester Banaras Hindu University, which is written by William Shakespeare. But this is the criticism, which is written by Rajinder Paul and published by Rama Brothers. Now I'm going to read the contents, which contains first the life of William Shakespeare. Second, the Shakespeare's plays. Third, a brief history of English drama up to Shakespeare. Four, Shakespeare, a romantic playwright. Five, some facts about the Elizabethan theatre. Six, Shakespeare's greatness as a playwright. Seven, the alleged faults of Shakespeare. Eight, The Tempest, an introduction to the play. 9. Shakespeare's sources for the writing of The Tempest. 10. The Tempest, the story in brief. 11. The Tempest, an act-wise, scene-wise summary. 12. The Tempest, an act-wise, scene-wise critical commentary. 13. The Tempest, a critical appreciation. 14. The character of Prospero. 15. The character of Caliban. 16. The character and role of Ariel. 17. Miranda and Ferdinand. 18. Alonso, Gonzalo, Sebastian, Antonio, and the others. 19. Trinculo and Stephano. 20. Select literary criticism. 21. Important questions. Number 1. Write a critical note on the structure and plot construction of The Tempest. Or, in what light does Shakespeare appear as a craftsman in his play, The Tempest? Or, do you agree with the view that The Tempest has a compact and close-knit structure? Now, the question number 2. The Tempest is a study in power, spiritual and temporal, natural and supernatural, power over the outer world and power over the self discourse. Now, or how is the theme of power and the pursuit of power handled by Shakespeare in The Tempest? Now, question number 3. Do you agree with the view that regeneration, forgiveness and reconciliation are the major theme of The Tempest? Number 4. Do you agree with the view that one of the leading themes of The Tempest is the futility of nurture as a means of improving upon nature? In what way does The Tempest show that nurture cannot eradicate the evil which is inherent in a human being? The Tempest shows us that there are some natures which cannot be improved by nurture discourse. Now it's question number 5. How far is it right to say that the underlying idea of The Tempest is cheerfulness under calamity? Or would you say that The Tempest conveys to us the relation of cheerfulness under even the most adverse circumstances? Now it's question number 6. How far is it appropriate to describe The Tempest as a romance? Or does the level romance properly describe the play The Tempest? Now it's question number 7. The Tempest has been regarded as a highly symbolical play. Stress the symbolism which, in your opinion, the play contains. Or what allegorical means does The Tempest yield? Or discuss some of the allegorical interpretations of The Tempest. Number 8. What evidence can you adduce to support the view that Shakespeare projected himself in his portrayal of Prospero in The Tempest? Bring out the autobiographical element in Shakespeare's portrayal of Prospero in The Tempest. Or, to what extent does Prospero in The Tempest represent Shakespeare himself? Now it's question number 9. Bring out the comic elements in The Tempest. Or, note on the humor and wit which you find in the tempest. Number 10, how far is it appropriate to describe the tempest as a tragicomedy? Or would you classify the tempest as a tragicomedy? Give reasons for your answer. 11, what is the function of music and song in the tempest? Or write a critical note on the purpose which music, song and spectacle serve in the tempest. Number 12, write a critical note on Shakespeare's use of the supernatural in his play The Tempest, or bring out the supernatural elements in The Tempest, indicating the dramatic purpose which they serve. Now it's question number 13. What is a mosque and what, in your opinion, is the purpose served by the mosque in The Tempest? What is the relevance of the mosque of Juno in The Tempest? Or do you think that the mosque in The Tempest is integral to structure of the play or something forced upon it? 14. Write a brief note on the character of Caliban which special reference to his symbolic significance, if any, in the play The Tempest? Or what allegorical meaning is it possible to find in Shakespeare's portrayal of the character of Caliban the Tempest? Number 15, Caliban is not one character but three. He is a compound of three typical ideas. Discuss this view of Caliban. Or show what Caliban is a triple character representing the monster, the slave, and the aboriginal Indian. Number 16, bring out some of the analogies and the contrast which are to be found in The Tempest. Or write a note on the contrast of the character in The Tempest.